So at this time, even though he's a minute or two early, maybe 3 minutes early, let's bring in the early bird, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
You're absolutely right. I'm thinking to myself, this can't be Marshall. It's got to be someone else.
That's right.
It's much too early. But Mike was out again today, huh?
Well, it's because he's got a baseball game that he's a coach of a Babe Ruth team, and they're going to Philadelphia to play. And he thought the game was going to be canceled, but no, it's on. So he's on the road to Philadelphia.
That's good for him.
Somebody's got to be on the road to Philadelphia, you know.
Somebody's got to be on the road, is right. And so, it's not us.
No, now, yesterday, you know, Everything started later than we thought it would. All the golf tournaments got in without any problem, as a matter of fact, because the rain didn't really start here in a steady fashion until about, I want to say around 3, 3:30. And it was like a heavy mist for the first several hours of it.
Right.
It was like a heavy mist. It was like the spotless rinse on your car when you go through a car wash. You know, it was that, it wasn't, but then all of a sudden later on it came down and the front of my house is Lake Miles again.
Did AJ think it was going to be coming in sooner?
No, he actually had the correct thing. It's funny, I followed the forecast from what happened on Friday till yesterday, and it was obvious that it was coming in later and later as we got closer to yesterday. And no, he did a good job. He did a good job.
Oh, that's good.
But
that's
But you know, when you went to bed the night before and you looked at the forecast, it looked iffy to get the golf tournaments in because you were thinking that the rain was going to start around, showers were going to start around noontime, and they didn't. And when he got on the air that morning and said that the showers will start later in the afternoon, it turned out to be right. So we got a lot of golf tournaments in yesterday, raised a lot of money, and everybody's happy.
Good, good, good. Well, you know, there's still a little rain to the west of us right now. That'll be tapering off this morning. And I would think certainly clearing this afternoon, but it will be windy. So be prepared. The wind's going to gust, you know, 25, 30 miles an hour. Highs will be in the 70s. And tonight will be clear and cool. We'll be in the 40s, 45 to 50. A sunny Wednesday, 80. Showers come back on Thursday with a chance of thunderstorms. We can get some heavy rain again Thursday in the low 70s. And then partly cloudy, windy Friday, mid 70s. Saturday looks good. Father's Day could offer showers.
Now, what's it like for my trip into New York if I decide to go today?
Today you're going?
Yeah.
Well, the skies will clear. It'll just be windy.
Well, yeah, today's Tuesday, Pat.
I know. I keep thinking it's Monday because I was off yesterday, right?
That's right. So, did you hear about that helicopter crash in New York?
Yes, I did.
Now, Pat, I was watching the news yesterday, and even late in the afternoon, I was watching the news, and I saw New York Mayor Bill de Blasio talking with different reporters. As a mayor of New York, he was so uninformed about what had happened. The pilot of that helicopter came from the Hudson Valley, and he was a rated pilot. And you know, Bill de Blasio was talking about the pilot was flying erratically. We don't know this. They didn't even know who the name was. Pat, this is how bad it was. I was able to find out the name of the pilot before CNN and MSNBC and the mayor of New York had it. That's how you look at the news sometimes, folks, and you just got to shake your head. But anyways, our condolences go out to family members of this guy. He was a firefighter, captain of the fire department in his town, stalwart guy. It's now looking really like he ran into problems, and instead of crashing into the streets, he did the only thing that he could do, and the only one that lost his life was himself. It was a tragedy yesterday what happened.
That's really a shame. And it had nothing to do with the weather, but the weather didn't help.
Well, no, he was waiting for the weather to clear and to lift. He waited for like 2.5 hours, and finally it lifted enough for him to take off. It looked like there was some problems with the helicopter. But anyway, I want to know for the first and last time at your new place, how did the dinner dance go?
It went very well. It was, as you know, a new place, new DJ. Everyone seemed to like it, went over real well. The only small hitch was my GPS.
Your GPS.
I had programmed, the address from the lake to the kiddie pool on the GPS, and I made sure that it was absolutely correct. I made sure it was in a town called Mountain Lakes, and I know when I went previously, it took me about 15 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
All right, so we get in the car and we're on the way. Have friends with me, and we're on Interstate 80 going toward the city.
Yeah.
And I know, again, I should be getting off at Route 46 in Denville. And as I'm approaching the exit, the GPS says, continue on 80 for 6 more miles. I'm saying, this can't be right. I know where this place is. This GPS cannot be right. And they say to me, you better follow the GPS. Maybe it knows something more than you do. So follow the GPS, we wound up in a town called Mahwah.
Mahwah.
287.
Oh yeah, that's
287 and 46. That's where it brought us. And when I came off and got onto 46, with the intersection there,
yeah.
it said, your destination's on the right. And we looked, and to the right was an old house. So, I
So
mean,
then it took you like 35, 40 minutes to get to your place.
yes, and we were supposed to be there at 6 because the cocktail hour starts at 7, so we didn't get there till 6:30. But luckily, because I had three other people in the car, we were all able to get everything done before the cocktail hour started at 7. So that was the only hitch. And this is the second time that this GPS has screwed up, and this is in the new car.
You got to take it back to them. Tell them you want it fixed.
Well, I mean, I even checked it Sunday morning. I'm sitting before I went into church. I said, let me check that address again. So I went into the GPS to check a previous destination to make sure that I put in Mountain Lakes and not a different other town. And I sure enough, I put in the correct thing. So I have no idea what's wrong with that.
Now you got to tell them about it because it's the problem with GPS. Those things happen.
And then, and then Sunday, being totally, totally exhausted, we had to empty out the shed on the side of the cabin because they're going to begin work on that next weekend. That shed is getting moved over to the other side to the lovely neighbor that we just, don't get along with.
Yeah.
And the tanks and everything are going there. So, open up the shed. We're pulling stuff out. I said, I need these big garbage bags. And Helen says to me, she said, there's garbage bags in the outhouse. I said, all right, would you mind getting them? She's there. There's a box in the outhouse. She says, yeah, I'll get them. So she went up there. She came back down. She said, it's a good thing you didn't go up. I said, why? She said, when I went to open the box, a mouse jumped out. I said, are you kidding me? She says, no, he ran, or she ran. She said, and when I looked in the box, they were all babies. I said, and what did you do with those? She said, I put them in a bag and I double wrapped them. She says, they'll have to be brought into the woods. I said, would you kindly bring them into the woods? She said, yes. So that was the only dramatic thing that happened over the weekend.
Well, you gotta start putting those mints in the in the outhouse.
Do you believe it? In a box of bags.
You go, a nice place to raise a family.
I guess it,
Nice
must
and
have
safe
figured,
and
hey,
secure. Nice, safe and secure.
And I'm thinking to myself, that box, Marshall, when you walk into the outhouse, there's a little table on the right, and that box is right there. And I went into the house 3 times, Saturday into Sunday. Could you imagine if I would have known that there was a mouse in there? I would have never gone. But that's beside the point. Everything else went over real well. And yesterday was one of those days here where while I didn't have computer problems, I wanted to see what happened with the helicopter. So I put on the TV. Only audio. No video. and I'm listening to the whole thing, and I'm saying, what is going on? I reset the cable box twice, same thing. I said, okay, so the next step is the HDMI.
Yeah.
I don't have an extra one. So I get in the car, in the rain, drive to Best Buy, get the cable, bring it back, install it, no video. Now I'm panicking. This is my 80-inch Sony.
Yeah.
So, oh, goodness, here goes the TV. So I called Sony, and they are excellent. He said to me, do you have any other devices hooked up there? I said, I have my Fire Stick. He said, could you please try turning that on? And it came on. And he goes, ha-ha. So what? He goes, it's not the TV. I said, and? He goes, it's your cable box. So he goes, call your cable company, it's your cable box. He goes, rest assured it's not your TV. I said, thank you very much. And he goes, that's what we're here for. Great. Called cable. Sure enough, they checked it out. They said, it's the box. Would you like a tech down? They'll be there Thursday. Would you like us to mail you one? It'll take 5 days. Or would you like to bring it in and exchange it tomorrow? And he said, is it far? He said, no, it's in West Nyack. I said, I'll bring it in. So today I have to bring the box in.
All right, there you go. Yeah, it was either the cable box, or it could have been the individual HDMI jack, because they don't operate off the same board. So that if it wasn't the cable box, it could have been the individual HDMI jack.
Well, that's what I replaced.
No, you replaced the cable, right?
I replaced the HD. Oh, you mean the jack.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the last thing. That's not normally what happens, but that's the first thing you should always do is swap the jack and see if it works in another jack. And if it doesn't work in another jack, then you know it's not your TV.
You're talking about the port.
Yeah, the port, yeah.
Oh, I did that.
Okay, yeah.
So, I did. Say, yeah. In fact, I swapped it with two other ports, and all I got was sound.
Yeah, and then the minute you try your Fire Stick and it works, then you know it's not the TV. It's right.
That's
then,
right.
That's the cable box. Yep. So
very, very relieved, you know, because I'm thinking to myself, oh, you know, you got that light, the backlight with these TVs, the LEDs and all of that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, you know, but so that's what it is. So I have to make the trip there today.
Now, how's your handyman?
He came yesterday to tell us that he's going to start on Wednesday. And I said, Dan, why are you starting? You know, his fingers are in a splint. He's not going to lose the tip of his finger. They gave him a stronger antibiotic. And he said, the pain just gets less and less and less. And he said, he'll be fine. I said, do you really? He goes, I'll be fine.
And he's not going to sue you?
No.
He's not going to sue your homeowners?
No.
Wow. That's a... Don't ever let that handyman go.
He's a great guy. So he said, I just need to pick up my drill. I said, what are you doing with that? He said, there's a client I have who wants shelves put up. He said, I can handle that without a problem. So I got his drill for him because all the tools were in the garage. And he says, Pat, I'll see you Wednesday morning. I said, okay, great. So he's coming Wednesday morning. He said, how's the weather? I said, the weather will be great Wednesday.
Well, here you go. You got a hell of a guy, because normally they would not sue you, but they'd ask you to cover their expenses
He's just a good guy. You know, I told you, he lost his wife 10 years ago. He's raising a 14-year-old boy. He's just a very, very polite person. And all he's trying to do is, you know, make a life for him and his son. Yeah. That's it.
All right. Well, it's good to have you back, Pat.
It's good to be back. And, the gray sky's going to clear up. So as the song says, Marshall, put on a happy face.
I always put on a happy face.
Yes, and you'll be headed down to the city, so you'll even be happier.
That's right. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.